In our Wednesday special report previewing the Fed policy decision, we highlighted the fact that the extent of the pricing in of scaled back Fed cuts had been so extreme that the balance of risk heading into the decision had been leaning towards a reaction of US dollar selling and some risk on flow. We also added that the market is always looking for an opportunity to be pushing for a more investor-friendly Fed policy track and will use anything it can to hold on to that bias. And so the Fed decision has come and gone, and this is exactly how things have played out. Indeed, there was no change to rates, but the key takeaway from the decision was the announcement the Fed would be reducing its quantitative tightening per month from $60 billion to $25 billion starting in June. Naturally, a reduction in the pace of quantitative tightening is a more dovish leaning development and one in which the market is used to start pricing in more rate cuts. Heading into the decision, the market was looking for 28 basis points of cuts in 2024. Post-decision, that's pushed back up to 36 basis points of cuts. The reaction of dollar selling and demand for stocks hasn't been all that intense just yet, but we wonder if this will be the catalyst that gets things going more aggressively in that direction over the coming sessions. Key standouts on Thursday's calendar come from German and Eurozone manufacturing PMIs, Canada trade, US initial jobless claims, and US factory orders. That's all for now.